来的消息都是好消息。
Also on Saturday we will have our baptism.
然后周六的时候呢，Sunday.
That's right, Sunday.
周日的这个主日呢，我们会有一个受洗。
Okay, and we're going to have a fellowship lunch. It's going to be a little bit of a farewell. Say goodbye to many of our friends who are going back to China.
然后呢，受洗之后呢，我们会有一个聚餐午餐，然后同时也跟一些要回中国的朋友们告别。
I think Gene is going to miss that because he's got to go back to China before then. When do you go back again, Gene?
Tuesday.
Gene's going to be here on Sunday. Very good. Okay. Very good.
那都会在哈，我们都可以跟要回去的这个朋友们告别。
All right, so I think those are the main special items. Something else is in my head, but I can't remember it. So. There's a lady here, I don't know her name. What is your name?
Joy.
Very good. I don't remember. Joy or Joyce?
Joy.
Joy.
Yeah.
Very
joyful.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, joyful. That's very nice.
Joy and peace.
So nice to see you. I haven't met you before. Yeah. Everybody else I know, but that's very good. So I think we can start. Jeet, would you like to just ask the Lord to bless us this morning?
Our loving Father in heaven, we want to thank you again for gathering us together.And Lord, we want to thank you again for your word. It's real precious and dear in our hearts, and we love to study it. And Lord, we just pray that thou would teach us as little children, Lord, that you would teach us from thy word by the Holy Spirit, that we might gain more and more of the knowledge of the love and the grace and the power of his word. And Lord, we thank you again for our Savior. We thank thee that he is the one who leads and guides us each and every day.So watch over us this morning, Lord, and we just pray that you would lead us into thy studies and help us to understand thy words. So we ask these things and give thee thanks in the precious and worthy name of our wonderful Savior, our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Well, this particular study has been a study in the book of John.
所以这个特别的，我每一个周四的上午的查经都是在看约翰福音。
And Eric has been going through verse by verse.
然后 Eric 一直是一节一节的往下在查。
And so I thought, well, I better stop trying to do the same thing. Let Eric carry on. But today, I thought we would do a partial review of the Book of John.
所以那我觉得呢，我们要还是把它回到 Eric 的进度里去哈。然后今天呢，因为下周 Eric 就回来了，今天我们想做一个简单的回顾，做对这个整个约翰福音。
Each chapter in John has some it has an interesting story.
所以每一章啊，在约翰福音里都有一个很有意思的故事。
And usually in the chapter.The Lord Jesus Christ does a miracle.
经常呢，在一章里呢，会耶稣基督会有一个神迹啊。
And he brings lots of happiness and joy.
他给了很多喜乐，和平安。
But I thought today we would try to understand who got the miracle.
然后我们也想知道呢，谁得着了这些神迹。
And I think if we can understand that, we'll maybe understand more about how it is that we can anticipate good blessings from God.
所以我们如果能理解这些神迹呢，我们也可以应用在我们身上啊。那我们怎么才能预期能得着神的祝福？
So with that in mind, let's go to John chapter 2.
我们先回到约翰福音的二章来看一看。
And the question is, can we remember the story of John chapter 2?
那问题是我们能不能记得约翰福音二章的故事呢？
The story simply is that the Lord Jesus and his disciples were invited to a wedding.
那这个故事就是约翰呢，那个主耶稣呢和他的朋友们和他母亲呢被邀请去参加一个婚宴。
When they got to the wedding, they found out that they ran out of wine.
当他在婚宴上的时候呢，婚宴的主人发现酒没了。
And so the Lord Jesus said, if you take the water pots and you fill them with water, and then you pour the water out of the pots, you'll find that it will be wine.
所以耶稣说呢，你们把那个洁净用的缸啊拿过来，然后往里倒水，然后呢再把里面的水舀出来的时候，它就变成酒了。
And they did that.
那他们也相信他就做了。
And the wine was better than any wine they'd had at that wedding.
然后这个葡萄酒呢，比他们在整个婚礼上任何的酒都好喝。
So my question is, who got that miracle? Why was there a miracle? And who was it who got the miracle?
那我的问题是谁得着了这神迹哈？在这个故事里，谁得着那神迹？
Who got the miracle?
谁得着神迹？
The people at the wedding, they all got the miracle.
对，就是。
Pardon me?
Married.
The married people got the
Jesus' mother.
Jesus' mother, yes, but she was just in between. They told her that they didn't have any wine. And she said, you do whatever Jesus tells you to do. So Mary was just sort of the, we would use the phrase, the go-between.
Yeah. 所以玛利亚呢更就是当场喝酒的那些客人肯定都看见都得到这神迹了。但玛利亚呢是在中间的中间人。就是这些人呢没有酒了告诉玛利亚。玛利亚呢告诉这些人说你就做耶稣让你做的事情。所以玛利亚是站在中间的一个人。
All right, so let me ask the question this way. If you were at a wedding and they ran out of food, whose fault would it be?
如果你在婚礼上，但是呢，婚礼的食物不够了，谁应该为此负责呢？
It would be the fault of the one who was arranging the wedding.
所以谁安排婚宴呢？谁要为此负责，对吧？
Usually in Canada, it's the bride's family that have to arrange for the wedding.
一般呢是新郎的家哈来负责安排这个 bride or bridegroom, right?
In Canada, it's the bride's family. I don't know what it is in China. But in Canada, it's the bride's family that arranged for the wedding.
Ladies family, right?
Yeah, that's right. The ladies family.
哦，就新娘的家啊，对我这个很奇怪啊。对，新娘的家来安排这个婚礼啊。
Who pays for the wedding in China?
It's bridegroom.
If I ever get married, I'm going to get married in Canada.
对，因为中国是新郎的家负责婚宴的，这边是新娘的家负责婚宴的。
Okay. So
in India, excuse me, in India, it's always the ladies' side, the women. Yeah, it's the bride's side that pays for everything like that. Yeah.
他说在印度也一直是女方啊，就是新娘的一家来负责所有的婚宴。
Okay, so why did they run out of wine?
那为什么他们会酒不够了呢？
The answer is because they were so busy getting ready for the wedding that they forgot to make sure they had enough wine.
原因就是他们太忙了，一直为了这件事呢，一直在预备，以至于他们忽略了这个酒很可能不够。
And I was at a wedding on Saturday.
上周六呢，我也在一个婚礼上。
And there were some things that happened at the wedding that the bride's father didn't know anything about. In part, he just ran out of time.
那他们当场也发生了一些事， 就是新娘的父亲完全没有预料到的，以至于他完全没有时间去准备。
Okay, so my question then is this: Does Jesus care when you make a mistake because you just ran out of time?
如果你只是就或者说呢，耶稣介不介意哈、啊？就是你犯了一个错误，然后导致没有时间去弥补了，耶稣介不介意？
Are you ever embarrassed because you forgot?
你是不是碰到这种情形，你忘了，以至于到一个很窘迫、很尴尬的场景
？And I think this story is a wonderful story.
这个故事是个非常美好的故事。
Jesus knew that they didn't plan to run out of wine. They just, I think.They got overwhelmed by all the responsibilities they had.
所以耶稣知道他们不是故意不准备酒，而是呢，条件的事情太多了，他们完全就忽视了这件事情。
And Jesus said, "Don't worry, I'll look after it."
所以耶稣说呢，不要害怕，不要着急，我会看顾这件事。
Now, there's a sense in which that's much of the story of my life.
所以这个就是在讲的我的一生啊，很多的故事也是这样。
I make lots of mistakes.
我也会犯很多的错。
I forget many things.
我也忘掉很多的事。
And so often I have to pray, Lord, would you help me? I did it wrong. Would you please make it right?
所以我经常会祷告说主啊你能帮助我们我做错了你能不能把这个做成更好的
And I guess I love the Lord Jesus because he hears our prayers when we don't deserve it's all my fault
所以我特别
and he makes it good
我特别感恩呢、啊、就是他总是把我的错呢变成祝福啊变成对的虽然是我不配得的
So that's why we pray about cell phones.
这就是为什么我们会祷告给为电话祷告。
Okay.
电话丢了也祷告。
Jesus cares.
因为耶稣在乎这件事。
He understands.
他也理解。
He loves me.
他爱我。
He'll help me.
他会帮助我。
That's very, very encouraging for us.
这是非常非常鼓励我们的。
So. I made some notes. I guess I really should put them on the board for us here.
我写了一些这个笔记哈，我来把它写在黑板上。题目就是谁在神迹中得祝福。
Chapter 2 is, I'm going to call it the overwhelmed friend.
那二章呢，我们管这种人呢叫 overwhelmed， 就是压倒了，就是这样的朋友，他叫压倒了的朋友，其实就是被事情和责任。太多而压倒了的朋友。
Is Jesus your friend?
耶稣是不是你朋友？他能不能帮助你呢？
The story is told. The Lord Jesus tells the story about the disciples who were in a boat, I think, and they forgot to bring food.
有一次呢，耶稣的门徒和耶稣在一艘船上，但是他们忘记带食物了。
And the Lord Jesus told them to watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees.
然后耶稣这时候教导他们呢，你们要警惕啊，法利赛人的教。
And leaven is what you put into bread.
教就是你放到那个面包里的那个酵母嘛。
And so they said, "Oh, he's mad at us because we forgot to buy bread."
所以门徒们就听耶稣这么讲的，说哦，耶稣一定生气了，因为。我们忘记带饼了，带粮食了。
And Jesus said to them, don't worry about that.
耶稣说,
I can always look after that, you know.
耶稣说, 你不要在乎这个饼和这个吃的事情, 我永远都能看顾这些事。
So I'm glad that the Lord Jesus is my friend. He'll help me.
所以我很高兴, 耶稣是我的朋友, 他会帮助我。
When you get to John chapter 3, you get another story.
当你到约翰三章的时候呢, 你会另外一个故事。
And this story is about a man who was the leader of the Jews. He was a religious leader. He was probably a professor at the Jewish Theological Seminary.
这个故事讲的一个男人呢, 他是一个, 宗教领袖, 他可能是他们神学院的, 教授。
And he came to Jesus one night to speak to him because he realized that he didn't know very much.
所以他有一天晚上到耶稣这来呢, 因为他意识到他可能知道的很有限。
Do you ever get embarrassed because you realize you don't know very much?
你是不是经历过这种场景, 感到很尴尬, 因为呢, 你其实懂得不多。
Do you ever get embarrassed when you don't really know what it is you should know?
你按道理你应该知道的, 你却不知道, 你有没有碰到这种情形, 很尴尬呢?
And in John chapter 3, you'll find the verse. Where are we? You can always find it better in another translation. Here we are. It's verse number two. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, you are a teacher. No, that's not the one I want. I want the verse that says, are you not a leader in Israel? Don't you know these things?
Okay.
Verse 10. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus. Do you not understand these things?
第十节耶稣回答说, 你是以色列人的先生, 还不明白这事吗?
That's very embarrassing. He was supposed to know, and he didn't know.
这个很窘迫, 他按道理应该明白, 他却不明白。
And this story is very simple, that Jesus explained to him that he had to be born again, and he believed.
所以耶稣跟他解释, 他要重生, 他也信了。
So here's the third chapter. And I'm going to call him the uncertain authority. Those are big words, but anyway.
他总结了这种人叫 不确定的权柄, 虽然他是一个权柄, 其实他不懂。
He was supposed to be the authority. He was supposed to have all the knowledge. And he didn't have it, but Jesus gave him the knowledge that he needed.
他按道理应该是呢, 明白的, 是权柄, 是教导人的, 他却不明白, 所以耶稣供应了他。
Does Jesus want to do a miracle for you?
耶稣想不想对你行神迹呢?
What kind of miracle does he want to do?
他什么样的神迹想在你身上做呢?
He wants to give you the knowledge that you need in order to live your life the way you should live it.
就是他要想把你活出应该活出生命的那个知识啊, 他要赐给你。
Okay, so as far as the friend was concerned, what Jesus said was, you fill the water pots and pour the water out and your problem will be solved.
在朋友那里呢, 那个耶稣告诉他, 把那个水缸的水倒满, 把水倒出来, 他们都听了。
And they did what he said.
他们按照他说的做了。
They believed, they did, and God did the miracle.
所以他们相信，他们做了，神就行神迹了。
And in chapter 3, Nicodemus went to Jesus. Jesus explained he believed what Jesus said, and the miracle was he got born again.
所以约翰福音三章也是一样，他去了，耶稣告诉他该怎么做，他相信了，他做了，然后神迹也来了。
All right, chapter 4.
四章，约翰福音四章。
What's the story of chapter 4?
四章的故事是什么？
It's all about a woman.
他都在讲一个妇人。
And she comes to a well, and she meets Jesus at a well in the middle of the day.
所以他来到一个井边，他在井边跟耶稣相见了。
What do you know about the woman?
你知道这个妇人多少呢？
Well, she'd been married 5 times.
她结了五次婚呢。
And she was living with number 6.
她在和第六个男人生活在一起。
Do you think she was a happy woman?
她是一个高兴的妇人吗？
No.
No. She'd been through heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak.
她就一次一次的经历伤心啊。
And there are many people in the Bible you feel very, very sorry for.
你在圣经里经常会碰到这样的人呢，你觉得哎呀，真的是为他感到哀伤。
Okay, she comes to the Lord Jesus, and I call her.
他也来到耶稣面前。
The unhappy sinner.
我管他呢叫一个不喜乐的罪人。
We don't know the story of her life.
那我们不知道他背后的生活的故事细节是什么。
Something has to be very wrong to go through that many husbands.
那经历这么多的丈夫，在当中一定是有罪的原因，有一些事情错了。
I imagine many of her husbands were sinners.
我也能想象的，她的那些个丈夫也是都是罪人。
Bible says they were all sinners.
因为我们人人都是罪人。
But I think she was in particular a sinful woman.
但是她呢，是一个很特别的一个。有罪的妇人啊。
And she wasn't happy.
她也真的不高兴。
Does Jesus care about people who aren't happy?
耶稣在不在乎那些地上不高兴的人呢？
Why was she unhappy?
为什么她不高兴呢？
Well, you can't be happy and live in sin.
在罪中我们是没法高兴的。
Sin doesn't make you happy. Sin will give you some excitement for a little while.
所以能给你带来短暂的一点点快乐，但是你是后面是很痛苦。
But sin doesn't make you happy.
它不能给你永恒的快乐。
Only Jesus can make you happy.
只有耶稣能让你高兴。
And so chapter 4 is this wonderful story of how the Lord leads this woman from her behavior and from her thoughts leads her.To acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the only one that can make her happy.
所以第四章最美的部分就是耶稣怎么样带着这个妇人啊，在最终让她意识到只有耶稣能够给她真正的快乐。
I like to think of this woman in terms of the 7 men in her life.
然后我经常把这个妇人呢解释成她生命中的7个男人。
She married numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
她结婚呢，结了六次哈。她在地上有6个先生。
And they didn't make her happy.
然后六个男人都没有让她能高兴起来。
She decided to live with number 6. He didn't make her happy.
她碰到耶稣前，她正在和第六个在婚姻中，她也还是不高兴。
And then she met number 7.
然后她。
That's Jesus.
他现在碰到第七个就是耶稣。
I tell you, that made her happy.
那真终于让他能高兴。
All right, number 7. What's number 7 mean?
那第七意味着什么呢？
Perfect.
Yeah, actually, complete is the more precise number.
七就是完全数啊， 完全的。
And she finally became complete.
她终于完全了。
She was united to Jesus.
当她和主耶稣连结的时候呢，她就终于完全了。
All right, so that's a good story. How did she get happy?
这是很好的故事啊，她怎么得着快乐的？
She listened to what Jesus said. She believed what Jesus said. And he gave her new life.
她听了耶稣所说的，她也信了耶稣所说的，耶稣就给了她新的生命。
If Jesus is going to do a miracle, would he do it for an overwhelmed friend?
那现在是我的问题啊，如果耶稣要做一个神迹，他会给一个被重担压倒的朋友做吗？
Yeah, he could do that. Would he do it for an uncertain authority?
他会不会给一个不确定的权柄做呢？
Yeah, when you don't know an answer, would he help you?
如果你不知道答案，他愿不愿意帮助你呢？
Would he do it for an unhappy sinner?
他愿不愿意给一个不高兴的、痛苦的罪人做呢？
See, people say, I wonder why people love Jesus. People love Jesus because this...He helps people like you and me.
所以我们就知道啊，神为什么人们爱耶稣，因为他帮助那些需要帮助的人。
Okay, Long says you've got to take your watch off, so that you know when we're supposed to be finished. All right, chapter 5.
好，第五章。第五章。
What's the story of chapter 5?
第五章的故事是什么呢？
There's a man who's unable to walk.
有一个人走不了路了。
And he's carried to the pool of Bethesda, and he's lying on a mat at the pool of Bethesda.
他在毕士大池子边上呢，别人把他抬到池子边上，然后他躺在一个垫子上。
So I call him the...helpless and hopeless. I don't know how to spell hopeless. Cripple.
就是
cripple can't walk.
无助的也无望 无盼望的瘫子。
There are a lot of people in life, you know.Who they don't get along very. They don't really know where they're going, what they're doing.
啊，所以生命中有这样很多这样的人啊，就他们也不知道该往哪里去啊，也不知道前面是怎么样。
They may be very, very successful in some aspects of their lives.
在生命中的某一个面呢，他们很可能在人看来是很成功的。
But deep down in the inside, they say, you know.I'm not sure where I'm going. I don't know what it's all. I can't do it.
在他里面的极深处呢，他其实不知道说我该往哪里去，我该做什么，我不知道我方向，人生的方向在哪。
And so he said, I can't walk. I'm helpless. Because he was helpless, he was hopeless.
所以他因为是瘫子啊，所以他是无助的。因为无助呢，他也没有盼望。
And Jesus said to him one day, "Get up."
耶稣有一天对他说，你站起来。
And he did.
他就站起来了。
Okay. And God did a marvelous miracle to him.
所以神在他身上行了一个特别美的神迹。
Did this man know Jesus?
这个人认识耶稣吗？在这之前。
Probably not.
可能不认识。
Did this woman know Jesus before?
这个妇人认识耶稣吗？
She didn't have any idea who he was. Did this man know Jesus before? Yes, that's why he came.
三章，尼哥底母以前是认识耶稣，所以他来了。
And Jesus is prepared to help those who know about him.
所以耶稣会帮助那些认识他的人。
And Jesus is prepared to help those who don't know about him.
也帮助那些尚不认识他的人。
He's the one who says, I want to help you. What does Jesus' name mean? Sorry, I keep going.
Yeah. 所以他是那一个说我要帮助你的那一个人啊。所以耶稣这个名字什么意思？
What does Jesus' name mean? Savior.
救主啊，耶稣的名字就是救主。
The Savior wants to save you. The Savior wants to save me.
所以救主要救你也救我。
You can imagine the dear man. He's been lying on this bed. Is it 38 years he was there?
你可以想象一个人躺在这个垫子上躺了38年了。
Along comes Jesus and says, "Would you like to be saved?"
所以耶稣来了，说你愿意得医治吗？
And Jesus saves him. And you can imagine, the man is just so happy he can hardly understand. Look at what Jesus did for me.
所以这个人说，哎呀，这个太美好了，看看耶稣已经在我身上行了神迹。
Where are you going?
你要去哪里呢？
That's what you want to do. You want to follow him.
你要跟随他。
If you don't follow Jesus, where would you be going?
如果你不跟随耶稣，你会去哪里呢？
Where was this man going?
这个人会去哪里？
He was hopeless.
他没有盼望。
No future.
也没有未来。
Every day you go down to the pool. Every day you lie there. Some sort of a miracle happens sometimes, but you never get in on it.
所以你每次去池子边上，你都能看见他躺在那。也许有人早先下池子好了，但是他始终躺在那。
Do you ever have trouble getting out of bed in the morning?
有没有早晨起不来床的情况呢？
He must have had a lot of trouble getting out of a hopeless.
他是完全无望的一个状态。
And Jesus cared about him.
耶稣在乎他。
Chapter 6.
六章。
What's the story in chapter 6?
约翰六章是讲什么呢？
Okay. And Jesus is preaching.
耶稣在讲道。
And people came to him to hear him. They would come from a long way away to hear him.
人们来到他身边啊，来听他讲。
When they came to him, he didn't preach 15-minute sermons.
所以当他们来到他身边的，他并不只说15分钟讲道。
If you had to walk maybe 20 miles to hear Jesus, how long would you want him to talk?
如果你走了20英里来听耶稣，你希望听他讲多久？
You'd say, listen, don't send us away in 15 minutes.
你会说，哎呀，不要15分钟就打发我走了。
So he probably talked to them and talked to them and talked to them and talked to them.
然后耶稣很可能就一直讲，一直讲，一直讲。
And they got hungry.
然后他们就饿了。
And so the Lord said, well, if we send them away, some of them might faint on the road. What would that mean?
所以如果我们就现在把他们打发走呢，有些人可能在回去路上就饿晕了。
It means they were so hungry that they might not make it to the restaurant.
就是意味着呢，他们可能如此的饿，他们可能还来不及找到餐馆就饿受不了。
If you didn't eat until supper, would you faint?
如果你只是现在没有吃，直到下一顿饭之前啊，你觉得你会昏倒吗？
No. You had a good breakfast.
你吃了很好的早餐吗？
You can make it 8 or 10 hours.
你可以一直等，再等个几个小时吧。
I think these people have been with the Lord Jesus a long time.
我想这些人跟着耶稣啊，那跟了好久了。
And they walked a long time to get to him.
他们也走了很长的路来找到耶稣。
And if you sit in a room like this all day, you're not going to get hungry. But if you had to walk all day and you didn't eat, you'd get really hungry.
如果你一直坐着听呢，你可能还好一点。如果你是要四面八方走过来啊，那可能就更饿了。
And Jesus looked at them and saw them, and he said, "I'm going to meet their need."
所以耶稣呢也看顾他们。说呢，我要照顾他们的需要。
So I'm going to call this group the hungry seekers.
我管他们叫呢，饥饿的寻求者，饥饿的慕道友。
They were seeking the Lord Jesus.
Yeah, 他们在寻求耶稣基督。
They said, Jesus, we want you. We want to learn from you. We want you to teach us. We want you to help us. We're hungry.
所以他们说，主啊，我要你啊，我要你教导我，帮助我，因为我们是饥饿的。
Jesus says, I understand that.
耶稣说呢，我理解。
I'll help you.
我会帮助你。
And so he comes down and he just feeds the hungry soul.
所以他也喂养了、喂饱了那饥饿的灵魂呢。
Do you ever go to Jesus, you open the Bible and say, Now Lord, I'm hungry, would you please feed me?
你有没有这种场景？你来到耶稣面前，打开圣经说，主啊，我是饥饿的，求你喂养我。
And the Lord Jesus says, Yeah, I will.
耶稣说，对，我会，我会。
Sometimes you say, if you're going to feed me, you're going to have to feed me miraculously.
有的时候你会说，你要喂养我呢，你要用神迹来喂养我。
I was thinking about a friend the other day who, he's had a real heartbreak in his life.
那我有一天呢，碰到一个朋友啊，那他碰到一些生命中特别伤心的、心碎的事。
And I said, Lord, I really should have some more information on what to say to him. And so I said, I think really that particular verse is the verse that I want to refer to.
所以他海尔就跟主祷告说，我应该有一个能给到他。好的这个经文啊，我觉得就那一节经文是最好的。
I didn't have a concordance with me, so I could look it up.
那我没有带这个 concordance， 就这个查圣经的这个书工具书啊，所以我查不到。
I thought it's probably in Jeremiah or in Ezekiel somewhere.
我只是记得呢，它是在耶利米书或者以西结书中的某一个部分。
How many chapters? How many pages in Jeremiah?
那耶利米书有多少章啊？
Okay, probably 40, 50 pages.
可能有四五十页了。
How many in Ezekiel?
以西结有多少呢？
30, 40 pages.
又是三四十页了。
I said, the verse that I want is in there somewhere.
那我只是知道，我要的这节经文呢，是在这当中的某一部分。
And I opened my Bible, and I turned 3 or 4 pages, and right, I was looking sort of at this, the middle of the page, and I went there, and there, and there, and when I got to the third page, the word that I was looking at right there was the word that I wanted from the verse that I wanted.
所以他只是拿着这个圣经啊，他翻了三页啊，就在看一个部分，他就找到了他要给出去的那节圣经。
And I thought, that's incredible.
我说这个太神奇了。
How could God help me find the precise verse that I wanted at that precise time?
所以我说，神怎么能够让我在这如此准确的时间啊，找到我要的这一节的准确的经文？
And the answer is, God can lead you.
答案是神会帮助你带领。
And you keep on reading the stories of the men of God. There was a preacher way back in Edmonton, probably in the 1930s.
那你看一些神的工人的故事啊，有一个传道人在1930年代呢，在 Edmonton.
That would be about 85 years ago. He was a poor preacher.
差不多有快85年前了。那他是个很穷的传道人。
And he was sitting on a bench in Edmonton.
他在 Edmonton 是一个这个隔壁卡尔加里的省会啊，然后他坐在那里。
And he said, Lord, I need some money.
他坐在那长凳上，他说，主啊，我需要点钱呢。
And as he was sitting there, he was scuffing his feet on the dirt.
他坐在那呢，就用脚呢踢他的灰，踢地上的灰啊。
And he saw a little bit of paper just sticking out of the mud.
啊，他踢着踢着就看见有一脚的纸啊，从那个泥里面就显出来了。
And so he said, well, I'll just check. He reached down and he pulled the paper up. It was a $10 bill.
他就扒拉扒拉那灰啊，拿出来十块钱。
Okay. A hungry seeker.
啊，是个饥饿的寻求者。
Does God care?
神在不在意呢？
Does he love his children?
他爱不爱他的孩子呢？
Yeah. Who's going to be blessed by his miracles?
谁会在他的神迹里得祝福？
Well, people like the unhappy sinner, he's never even met before.
像这种不高兴的罪人啊，神从来他没有遇到过神的。
People like the helpless cripple.
那个没有指望的瘸子。
Who doesn't know much about him and has no hope at all because he's been like that for 38 years.
也不知道多少耶稣，但是也躺了38年，没有完全没有盼望。
But Jesus also does his miracles for his friends.
耶稣也给他的朋友行神迹。
And for those who came to seek him, thousands came to seek him that day.
也为那些成千上万来寻求他的人，他也帮助他。
And he fed them all.
然后他喂饱了所有人。
That's a marvelous thing. He didn't send any of them home hungry. He fed every single one of them.
他没有把任何一个人饥饿的就拆回去。
Sometimes you could ask the question, I know that Jesus cares about so-and-so.
所以有的时候你会问自己一个问题，我知道耶稣在乎某某人。
I just don't know that he would care about me.
我就是不知道耶稣是不是在乎我。
As a matter of fact, I can understand why Jesus would care about you.
所以或者说呢，我也能理解为什么耶稣能在乎你啊，在乎某某人。
But you see, I know about me, and I don't deserve.
但是我知道我自己啊，我也知道，其实我不配的。
But Jesus cares about me too.
但是耶稣也在乎。
He cares about us all.
他在乎每一个人。
What a wonderful Savior he is.
他是多么美的。
He cares. The Bible says he cares about the sparrows. Jesus said there isn't one sparrow that falls that my Father doesn't know about. He cares about it all.
所以圣经说呢，耶稣是在乎我们每一个人，他甚至在乎麻雀，也一个麻雀掉地上，连父都知道。
And we've done it before. I won't do it again today. But I've often asked you the question: raise your hand if Jesus has answered your prayer.
所以我们经常这么
来说啊，
就是举手，如果神听允了你祷告的，请举手，我们都会全部都举手。
All right. Number seven.
第七章。
What is chapter seven all about?
第七章在说什么呢？
Chapter seven. Chapter seven is really a long sermon.
七章是一个很长的讲道。
And it tells us wonderful things about the Lord and about His teachings, but we're just going to look at verse 37.
它是个很长的讲道，然后我们看三十七节。
John 7:37, and we should read that one first of all in Chinese and then in English.
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。” 37.
All right, 37.
Yeah.
All right, let's read it in English.
On the preceding day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in loud voice, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
Amen. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
任何渴了的人，让他到我这里来喝。
This took place at the time of a festival or a feast in Jerusalem.
所以这个发生在那耶路撒冷的一个节期盛宴。
And there were hundreds of thousands of Jewish people came to Jerusalem on that occasion.
所以有成千上万的犹太人啊，来到耶路撒冷，在那个节里面。
We get excited when we have 20 people here to hear the Bible.
我们很高兴如果我们能有20个人一起来听圣经。
But the Lord said to the Jewish people, Three times a year, you're all to get together and come to Jerusalem.
但上帝呢也告诉耶路以色列人呢，一年三次要到耶路撒冷去。
And there would have been literally hundreds of thousands, if not a million people in Jerusalem at that time for the feast.
所以有成百上千的人啊，成千上万的人去，甚至会上百万的人会聚集在耶路撒冷。
And they came to worship.
他们来敬拜。
They came because they were commanded to come to worship.
所以他们被要求被圣经要求去啊，这个时候去敬拜。
Okay, and so they came, but you know, not everybody who goes to worship rejoices.
所以呢，他们来虽然来了，但不是每一个来的人都高兴。
And in the Bible, water is a picture of refreshment.
在圣经里呢，水呢总是一个形象的，就让它有 refresh， 就是能够有不口渴了。对
，It sounds good. 、you all know what it's like on a hot day when you're thirsty.
对，当你在一个很热的天啊，你很干的时候，你是什么感觉
？When we were little children. We used to go for a hike.
我们在孩子的时候呢，我们经常会去走路。
It took us about an hour on the hike, and we would hike up this hill and along the flat and up some more, and we would finally come to a beautiful stream of water.
所以呢，我们会走一个小时，然后再走一段平地，往山上走完以后呢，就会找到特别美的一处水源。
And so we would go up on a hot summer day.
我会在一个热的夏天走。
And the farther you walk in the sun on a hot summer day, the hotter you get.
你在夏天太阳里走得越久呢，越热，越渴。
And the more thirsty you get.
也越渴。
And so when we finally saw the water, it was a pretty active stream, and there was a waterfall just the other side of it. And we would see it, we'd hear the water, and as children we'd run, and we'd fall down on the ground, and we'd fill our mouths with all this wonderful water. Absolutely exciting.
然后呢，当你听到溪水的声音啊，然后你就会远远听到就会跑啊，赶紧跑到那。看到以后你就头埋在那水里就喝、啊。
So here they are in Jerusalem, by the hundreds of thousands, and the last day of the feast, they'd come for several days to feast on the Lord. The last day of the feast, Jesus opens his mouth as loud as he can, and he says, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink."
耶稣在节气的最后一天，也是最大的那一天，他会高声喊啊，说：“所有人，你只要渴了，你就到我这里来，我会让你。”
Lots of people go to church to worship.
很多人去教会去敬拜。
But they're still thirsty.
但他们还是渴。
Lots of people even study the Bible.
很多人甚至学圣经。
And they're still thirsty.
还是渴。
Lots of people go to the parties.That are in the world.
很多人会去世界的这个聚会。
And they say, if I go there, we're going to have a good time. But they come away thirsty.
他们会想呢，我去这样的聚会，我可能会很高兴，但他出来的时候还是渴。
I sometimes hear people who go on holidays.
我经常听见有人说我要去度假。
And when they're finished, they say, oh, that really wasn't very good.
结束了以后呢，会说，哎呀，这还是不解渴，不是很高兴。
My friend's father was 65 years old.
当我一个朋友哈、啊，我一个朋友的父亲呢，他65岁的时候。
And his son drove him to the airport so that he could go to Palm Springs for a vacation.
那他的孩子送他去机场啊，他飞去这个 Palm Springs 去。棕榈泉去度假。
And he said of his father, I don't know if I'd ever seen a sadder man in all my life.
然后他说我跟他父亲说我没有见过这么更哀伤的人啊，在我一辈子。
Go all that distance, and he didn't have any hope of anything happening good to him when he got there.
就算他去了那棕榈泉啊，飞了那么远，他也一点没有更高兴。
Life's like that.
生命就像这样。
What happened to him was that when he got there, he began to turn to Jesus. Shortly after he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, and he lived for another 30 happy years.
好消息就是呢，当他去了以后呢，他信主了啊，然后之后的三十年，他可就很高兴的活着。
All right, Psalm number 42, 43.
诗篇四十二。
We'll just find the verses for you here. Yeah, it's 40 something. Just let me. I think it's 43. All right, Psalm 43, verse 3 and 4. I'm going to read them to you, and then Long will translate the lines.
诗篇43:3-4.
This is the prayer of the psalmist.
这是诗篇作者的祷告。
Verse 3, he says, O send out thy light and thy truth. I'm going to get the other translation.
哦，求你发出你的亮光和真实。
Psalm 43. Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me.
求你发出你的亮光和真实，好引导我。
All right. So here's this seeker. I guess we're on the next line, aren't we? We're on the thirsty. I'll write it down in a minute. We're fighting the clock here, but anyway. Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. And so he is seeking for, he's looking for, he's coming to worship the Lord. And he says, I want your truth to lead me and guide me.
所以这个人说，求你发出你的亮光和真实啊，好引导我。他在寻求主啊，他在寻求那亮光。求主来带领他。
Then he says, let them bring me to your holy mountain.
带我到你的圣山。
Where is the holy mountain of God in the days of the psalmist?
那在诗篇作者的时代，圣山在哪里呢？
Well, that would be in Jerusalem. The holy mountain would be Mount Moriah, the temple mount.
对，就是摩利亚山啊，就是圣殿山了。
So he said, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the temple and I'm going to worship God.
他说我要去圣殿啊，我要去敬拜神。
He says, I want to go to the place where you dwell.
他说我要去你所坐住的居所。
So the mountain would be Mount Moriah in Jerusalem. But the place where God lives was the temple. In the Mount of Jerusalem.
所以这个地方呢是在耶路撒冷，山呢是在摩利亚山，一个山脉，然后圣殿就在这个山上啊，这是神的居所。
Then he says, then will I go to the altar of God.
我就走到神的祭坛。
Okay, so I'm going to go to Jerusalem, then I'm going to go to the mountain, then I'm going to go to the temple. Then I'm going to go to the altar.
所以你会看他是一步一步，他先到耶路撒冷去，然后再到那山上，再到那圣殿，最后到圣殿里的祭坛。
And verse 4 carries on, and then I'm going to go to God.
最后呢，然后我就到我的神。
My joy and my delight.
我喜乐的神，我最喜乐的神呢。
There are many people in life who go to church, they don't meet Jesus.
很多人呢。
They may go through ceremonies, they don't meet Jesus.
很多人去教会，他们也经历很多的仪式，但他们没有遇见。
They may go to Bible studies.
他们有可能去参加圣经学习。
They don't meet Jesus.
还是没有遇见神。
Jesus said, John 7:37, "If any man thirst, let him come to me."
耶稣说呢，对那些口渴的，都到我这里来，到我这里。
All right. That's where the joy is. The joy isn't in knowing about him. The joy isn't going to where people talk about him. The joy isn't going through the ceremonies, the activities, and the parties, and all the other wonderful things. The joy is Jesus.
所以这个喜乐啊，不是去那认识他的人那里，也不是去一些聚集在一起的仪式那里，而是到主自己那里去。他是那喜乐的源头。
And so there are many little choruses going through my head that we used to sing years ago. One goes like this: You'll never know real joy till you know Jesus.
就像一个圣诗说的，你不知道什么是真的喜乐，除非你碰到了耶稣。
No matter where or how you try.
不管你是在哪，怎么样尝试都没有意义。
For life is but loss without Him.
因为生命啊，除了他就是失丧的。
He died on Calvary's cross.
他死在哥哥他山的十字架上。
To buy my pardon.
啊，来赎了我的罪。
He rose to justify.
他从死里复活来使我们称义。
One day we'll go to be with him.
有一天我们要和他同在。
And live with him.
与他同住。在永恒里。
It's Jesus.
所以源头是耶稣。
Isn't religion?
这不是宗教。
Isn't activity?
也不是活动。
It isn't the best religious ceremony that the world could ever offer, which is what they had in Jerusalem that day.
所以那一节期的最大的那日，就代表这是耶路撒冷，这是宗教能给出来的最最大、最崇高的仪式。这个仪式里面，人们还是渴，还是没有。满足，没有喜乐。
Who does he satisfy? The thirsty worshipper.
所以，耶稣呢，第七个，他满足谁呢？他给谁行神迹？是饥渴的敬拜者。所以敬拜的人还是没找着喜乐和满足。
Okay, what's all that say? It says, don't get close. Get Jesus. That's what we need.
所以。不要不到宗教仪式那去，到耶稣那里去。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the fact that you're the God of miracles and you do it for even people like us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为您是行神迹的神，行在即使像我们这样不配的人身上。
And so, Lord, we are so thankful. We just pray that you'll bless us now as we take this break. Thanks for good food.
我们如此的感恩，当我们有这样的一个短暂休息的时候，为我们的饮食献上感恩。
Thanks for those who love us and provide for us.
也谢谢您，为了那谢谢那些爱我们预备这些食物的人。
But mostly, Lord, thanks for Jesus.
我们更多的是说主啊，谢谢您。
We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Thank you again for your word. And Lord, we want to thank you again that you are teaching us from your word. And Lord, we enjoy the study so much, Lord. We see there's people that are hungry, Lord, for your word. And we thank you again that you teach them. And Lord, we want to thank you again for our wonderful Savior who loves and cares for us. We pray in his precious name. Amen.
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 Okay, I just want to, in 1 minute, just a couple of minutes, we've been talking about these different kinds of people. That the Lord performed a miracle. And these different people were actually, they were wanting things that were physical done to them. Now, God has made us in three parts, the body, the soul, and the spirit. Okay? And these people here were at this level here, the body, and the, maybe the Pharisees and the scribes were at the soul level. Okay, that's the intellectual level. But a lot of them wanted miracles performed to their body, okay? And the spirit is the spirit that makes connection with God. Our spirit makes connection with God. We can't make a connection with God unless our spirit makes a connection with God. And you know, Nicodemus came to him by night. And Nicodemus had all the religious knowledge of the Old Testament and everything. He heard about the miracles and everything. These were all physical things that he saw and people experienced. But he didn't have this spiritual connection with God. And that's why he was embarrassed, like our brother Harold was saying. But he was embarrassed because Jesus said to him, you know all this stuff here, yet you don't know how to be born again.
就是他说呢，在这个整个西格神系里面，你都会看见呢，大家要的都是这肉体的东西哈。然后呢，我们都知道人有三个部分啊，这就是肉体，这是魂啊，这是灵，就是灵魂体三个部分。那大部分人呢，第一都活在第一个层次啊，都活在肉体的层次。那法利赛人这些人可能活在第二层次啊，就是灵魂的层，魂的层次，其实魂就是智力了，就是我们理性啊。 那灵是我们跟神相交唯一的那个通道，所以这就为什么即便是像三章尼哥底母这样的，他也很窘迫，他也很尴尬，因为他也还是没有到灵那个程度，他也还是不能够谦卑重生跟神有相交。所以所有的无论是你活在肉体部分还是魂的部分，你都跟神没有相交的可能。所以真正的神迹呢，我们要的看见的可能都是前面两个，但真正的神迹是最后一个。
Satan and the flesh and man, they work from here, this direction, from the body, what we see and hear and understand in our soul. And then this is the spirit is the last thing. He doesn't really want us to get involved with the spirit. But God always works in the opposite direction, the spirit first. The spirit must be born again before it can make connections with God's spirit. Okay? And then everything follows. The soul will gain the knowledge, the intellect that God has given us, that we can understand His word because the spirit is born again. Okay? And then the body, of course. God, the body gets in line physically as well. The body is much healthier if there's peace with God.
所以呢，你会看见撒旦做工呢，他是这么个顺序，他总是从肉体开始的，然后呢，让你的肉体呢去影响你的魂，他特别不愿意你进到属灵的层面，他总是很隐藏这个部分，让你觉得人就是前面两个部分，那神呢刚好是做工顺序是相反的，他总是先第一步先针对你的灵，让你灵重生活过来，然后你的灵跟他建立了对的关系以后呢，你自然就会可以有理性。 可以有智力去了解这个神，这是第二步了。你灵重生了，你才可能在魂的层面去更多的了解自己和了解神，然后最后你的身体呢，自然就和谐了，你的健康自然就好了。它都是一个先灵重生之后自然的结果，而撒旦刚好是做反的。God
knows that the spirit and the soul are eternal, and they're more important than the body that's going to fade away over the years and die and go back to the ground.
因为神知道呢，我们的灵魂是真正存到永远的，但我们的肉体最终都是要去到地里成为灰的。所以神要救的是我们更宝贵的那个部分。Most
important thing is that you're born again.
所以最重要的就是重生了，你的灵要活过来。Okay,
because all the studies you can sit here day after week after month after year gaining the knowledge. Okay, gaining the knowledge. But that won't do you any good unless you have that connection with God.
所以这就为什么我们就算在一些宗教的仪式里，在宗教里，在一些学习里，可以一年一年，年复一年的继续往下。但是你若灵没有重生，那就跟尼哥底母一样，那你就没有办法得到那最宝贵的。那这些就成了知识了啊，这个没有对我们没有益处。I
was just telling our brother Tier that in the Bible, it's not. God doesn't just deal with spiritual. He deals with all aspects of life. He gives you a holistic view of everything because He knows everything. He knows what's best.
所以圣经里呢，神并不说他只是针对我们的灵来说话，他 他是个创造万有的神，你的生命的方方面面，灵魂体，他都愿意祝福你，只是灵是最基础最重要。
Okay, Harold can continue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. It is very true. The most important thing is to be born again.
所以这个非常重要，就是最重要的是一个人的重生。
John chapter 3 verse 7, the Lord said to Nicodemus, you must be born again.
这就为什么约翰福音三章里面耶稣对尼哥底母说你必须要重生啊。
So all of these stories that we're covering today are pictures of what God does in the body in order to show what he wants to do in our spirit.
所以这些的神迹都是一个图景，一个比喻，来告诉我们呢，神坐在我们身体上呢，其实他是更愿意坐在我们灵里的。虽然那些摊子是身体得医治，但是神要医治我们的灵。
All right, so we worked our way down to John chapter 8.
好，我们现在往下看到了八章约翰福音。
John chapter 8 is a very sad story of a woman who was an adulteress.
所以八章是一个很悲哀的故事啊，一开始是一个犯奸淫被抓的妇人。
We don't know the nature of her sin other than she was not faithful to her husband.
那除了她可能没有忠于她的丈夫这一点，我们不知道她其他的事情。
The religious leaders took advantage of her and said, we're going to make an example of this woman.
所以宗教领袖呢就利用这次机会啊，想要做一个例子啊。
Politicians often do that.
所以今天的政客们常是这么做的。
Somebody makes a mistake, and the politicians blow it way up so that the politicians can get their point across.
所以有人可能犯了一点错，但是政客会把它极端的夸大，拿到公众的这个眼睛里来，一下子就达到政客的目的哈。
So this woman was caught apparently with a man in an adulterous act.
所以这个妇人在犯奸淫行淫的时候被抓了。
And they brought her to Jesus.
那是法利赛人就把她带到耶稣那去。
And they said to him, "What do you do with this wicked woman?"
他们就质问耶稣，那你怎么来处理这个妇人有罪的妇人呢？
And it's interesting that they didn't bring the man.
很有意思呢，你发现他们没有把那男的带来。
They basically said the woman was the guilty party.
所以他们的这个举动呢，其实就表达了一个意思，是这件事里应该负责任的是那女的。
But the man was just as guilty as the woman.
但问题是这事里面那男的和女的是一样有罪的。
And so they brought her to Jesus and they said to him, what should we do with this woman? Moses said we should pick up stones and throw them at her and kill her.
所以他们问耶稣说，你说该怎么办？摩西律法告诉我们要捡起石头把她打死。
And the question is, what is Jesus going to do?
那问题是耶稣该怎么办呢？
So I call this woman she was a guilty sinner, but I call her the used and abused sinner.
就是used 是使用过的，和abused 就是虐待的。
You used is somebody that you manipulate. Abused is somebody that you hurt when you manipulate.
Okay, 就是被利用的和被伤害的罪人，被利用和被伤害的罪人。
So was she a sinner? Yeah.
她是一个罪人吗？是的。
But was she treated fairly as a sinner?
她作为一个罪人，是不是被正确的对待了呢？
And the answer is no, she wasn't really treated fairly.
她不是一个被正确对待的罪人。
And there are many circumstances in our lives.
所以我们
And it's true that we're sinners, but it's also true that we're not treated fairly either.
所以我们人生经常会碰到这种情形，虽然我们是个罪人呢，但是我们并没有被正确的对待。
And the great miracle of John chapter 8 is that the Lord Jesus Christ does not condemn her.
那最大的神迹在八章里面，就是耶稣没有定他的罪。
He doesn't say you're not guilty.
耶稣并没有说这个妇人没有罪。
He just deferred.Judgment.
他只是延缓了审判。
Okay, remember that there are two different things. We sin, and after sin, there should be judgment.
所以这是两件事，我们犯罪，然后呢，犯罪自然需要有一个公义的审判，这是两件。
So after sinning, there are three possible outcomes.
所以罪之后呢，可能有三个可能的结果。
One is we can be judged.
第一呢是我们被审判，很快。
The other is that we can have judgment deferred.
第二呢，我们是有审判，但是这个审判推迟了。
And the third is we can be forgiven.
第三呢，就是我被赦免了。
So what would you rather have?Would you rather have forgiveness or judgment deferred?
你要推迟的审判呢，还是赦免呢？
Judgment deferred simply means that you don't get judged today, that'll be tomorrow or after you die.
推迟的审判无非就是你不是今天受审，可能明天，也许是你死后。
And we don't know all the detail about this woman. We do know that judgment was deferred.
我们对这个妇人知道的只仅仅是神对他的审判推迟了。
And so verse 11 says,
十一节说呢?
She said to the Lord, No one, sir, then neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared. Go now and leave your life of sin.
他说主啊没有，耶稣说我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪。
So we're not sure that she was forgiven.
我也不知道。
We don't know precisely what she did.
我们不知道他的具体情形，是不是他以后被赦免了。
We do know that judgment was deferred.
但是至少我们知道一点，他身上的审判推迟了。
Now what the Lord wanted to do here was to forgive her sin, not just defer judgment, but to remove judgment.
但是神盼望赦免他，不只是推迟，想把这个审判的惩罚去除。
So, the miracles that the Lord does,are wonderful. This woman, she didn't know the Lord Jesus. He didn't know her.
所以这个第八个人呢，这个妇人也不认识主，主也不认识她。
She didn't even plan to come to the Lord Jesus. Other people brought her.
她也，这个妇人也不是主动要到耶稣那去的，她是被人带来的。
And I often think it's wonderful for people to come to the Lord Jesus, whether they come knowingly.Or voluntarily, or whether they're just brought, it's good to come to the Lord Jesus.
所以不管什么样的方式，你只要到主面前去呢，都是好的。也许是主动的，也许是被动的，都是好事。
So these men said, if we bring her to the Lord Jesus, we're going to get what we want.
所以这个人说呢，那我们把她带到耶稣那去，我们就能得到我们要的。
But they brought her to the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus gave her deferred judgment or forgiveness. If she believed him, she got forgiveness. We don't read that the man got forgiveness.
但是你发现呢，这些人，这些带他去的人没得到什么，没得到赦免。但是这个妇人至少在当时就得着了推迟的审判。之后呢，若他愿意接受，他还能得着赦免。但是那些男人啥也没得着。
I guess what happens is that when you look at this list, you keep on seeing yourself, don't you?
所以很神奇的是，当你看见这张单子啊，你不停的看见你的影子，对吗
？And I say, okay, I've been overwhelmed, and I don't understand what I should do, and I'm a sinner, and I'm helpless and hopeless, and I'm hungry and I'm thirsty, and I'm a sinner, and sometimes I've even been manipulated as a sinner. All of these things refer to me and to you.
所以你会看见我也是被压倒的，我也是不确定的，我也是不高兴的，我也是无助无望的，饥饿的，干渴的，也是被不正确对待的这样的罪人，就他就在讲你和我。
And I say it's wonderful that Jesus loves me.
所以很好的事情就是耶稣爱我。
And he wants to help me.
他也愿意帮助我。
All right, John chapter 9.
好，现在到第九章了。
Watch John chapter 9.
约翰九章在说什么呢？
And we'll read together the first couple of verses. John chapter 9. verses 1, 2, and 3.
一到三节。
And in Chinese, please.
谁帮我们用中文读一下？
耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。门徒问耶稣说：“拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪呢？是这人，是他父母呢？”耶稣回答说：“也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。”
Amen.
All right. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned?"This man or his parents, that he was born blind. Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. Okay, so here's a man, I call him the victim of circumstances.
这个人我们称他为环境的受害者。
A victim of circumstances.
就是环境的受害者。
He was born blind.
因为他生来就瞎了。
He didn't like that.
他当然不喜欢这个。
Everybody else could see and run and play when they were children.
每个人在孩子的时候都能看，看见，能奔跑。
And he couldn't.
他自己不可以。
When he became a man, other people could work.
其他，当他长大了以后，其他人能走路。
And he couldn't.
他走不了。
And he was, I think he was a very unhappy man.
我也相信他是一个非常不高兴的人。
Lots of us look at life and we see problems, we see sorrows that we have, and it wasn't our fault.
我们经常会碰到，当我们看环境，我们看见很多的悲伤啊，痛苦，但是有些源头不是我们的责任。
It was circumstances.
这是因为环境来的。
I spoke to a woman who just lives a couple of blocks from here. Spoke to her 30 years ago. And I asked her whether she wanted to study the Bible with us.
差不多30年前，我跟离这不远的一个妇人问啊，说她愿不愿意来参加我们的圣经班。
She said no.
她说不。
I said, why not?
我说不，为什么呢？
She said, I don't like God.
她说我不喜欢神。
Oh, I said, why don't you like God?
我说你为什么不喜欢神呢？
She said, because my husband died.
她说因为我丈夫死了。
And she never forgave God.
她也从来没有。
The fact that her husband died.
她从来没有在此呢，跟在这个事情上呢，跟神和解啊，因为她觉得她丈夫不该死。
She said, I'm the victim of circumstances, and it's not fair.
所以他的潜台词就是那我是环境的受害者所以不公平
And then she said and it's God's fault
他说这是神的错
Okay, does God care about that?
神在不在乎他呢
Alright, so what did he do for this man?
他在这个人身上做了什么在这个九章这个人
But he gave him his eyes back and he could see
神让他眼睛又重新能看见
And for the first time in his life
他一生中第一次能看见
And he was very very happy
他非常的高兴
Now there's another thing that happened here You can look at verse 3.
三节
This happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
要在他身上显出神的作为来。
Is that important?
重不重要呢?
What would happen if God were to allow some bad circumstance in your life in order that the work of God could be displayed in your life.
如果神允许你生命中碰到一些苦难，以至于要显出一些神的荣耀来呢？
Let's assume this man had a brother.
假设这个人他有个弟弟或哥哥。
And his brother could see.
他的哥哥呢能看见。
Okay. In life, they carry on together. And the brother lives a normal life and this man's blind.
然后呢他和哥哥一起长大呢他哥呢一直能看见但他一直是瞎的。
When you get to heaven,
你到天堂去
and you're walking down the streets in heaven,
你在天堂的路上走着
and you meet two men,
你看见两个人
and you say to the two men, who are you?
你问这两个人你们是谁
One man says,I'm the man who was born blind, and Jesus healed me.
一个说呢，我生来瞎眼，耶稣医好了我。
And you say to the other man, who are you?
然后你问第二个人，你是谁？
He says, I'm his brother.
那个人说，我是他哥啊。
Okay, now where does the conversation go?
那现在这个对话会怎么样对话呢？
Who do you speak to?
你会跟谁说？
Do you speak to the man who was born blind?
你会跟那个生来瞎眼的人说话。
And he's going to tell you all kinds of wonderful stories.
他会告诉你啊，在神在他身上显的作为。
And you're going to go, ooh, wow.
你会说啊，你会很感叹啊。
And the man standing beside him is going to say, I'm his brother, you know.
然后那个站在他边上的人，你会清清嗓子，引起你注意，说我是他哥，我是他哥。
And you're going to say, oh, okay, but I want to talk to
him. 你会说我知道了，但我还是要跟他聊。
Is it important that the Lord do in your life things that are going to, what's it say here? Things that are going to allow the work of God to be seen in your life.
你愿不愿意神在你身上行一些事能显出他的作为和神迹来？
It would be worth it to have a hard day today in order to see the blessing of God in your life tomorrow, wouldn't it?
所以你要这是非常值得的就你今天经历一个苦难的日子但是能在明天看见神的荣耀这是不值得还是很值得
Do you think this man says, Oh dear, I wish I was like my brother. I wish I'd never been born blind.
你觉得这个人会说哎呀我真的像希望像我哥那样我盼望我从来没瞎过
No He says listen it was all worth it
他眼睛能看见的时候他一定会告诉你听着这真的值得
I told you that I had an uncle
告诉你我有个叔叔
He wasn't born blind He just didn't go blind till he was about 35 or 40 years old
他不是生来瞎眼但他在35岁40岁左右的时候他就后天瞎了
He was the most brilliant man in our family.
他是我们家族里啊最好的一个人。
And I won't go and tell you the great list of his brilliances. He was brilliant.
我就不跟你分享他的那些美好的事情啊，他就是很好。
He lost his job.
他丢了他的工作。
his father bought a farm and he worked a little bit on his father's farm.
他父亲呢有一个小的农场，他就在那农场打点工。
The house that they built, he built the house. The house had shingles on it, wooden shingles on the outside of the house.
Shingles, what?
Shingles. They're like wooden roof pieces. A shingle is a roof piece.
Cedar wood.
Cedar.
就他房子，他是木头房子，木头房造好以后呢，他会可能要盖一个这个屋顶啊，它是个屋顶，屋顶是，瓦片，对，是。
Okay, oh, little shingles all the way up to the peak of the roof.
啊，就是盖瓦片，对。
What he did, he was blind, but he put all the shingles on the house. Okay, you got to think pretty hard to be able to do that.
对，所以他是瞎的哈，但他能把这个做成，所以他要很努力的思考他怎么弄。
It's very interesting that I never thought of it till just now. I never heard one word of complaint from him or through anybody else in my family through him. He never did complain.
他从来没有抱怨过，我从来没有听他本人和通过家族其他的人说他抱怨过。
Okay, and I say, how did he do that?
然后我就说他怎么做到的呢？
He never married.
他也没结过婚。
All the brilliance that he could have brought in life, he was a bit of an engineer, and he designed all kinds of amazing things.
所以他是一个工程师啊，他一生做了很多很多很奇妙的事。
And he never complained.
而且他没有抱怨。
But he did learn to speak Braille, not to speak, he learned to read Braille.
而且他的确学了盲文呢。
So that he could continue to read the Bible.
所以他能够继续读盲文圣经。
Okay. When I get to heaven, I'm going to have a long talk with him.
我要去天堂以后，我一定会跟他长谈一次。
Okay. He was the victim of circumstances.
他的确是环境的受害者。
But Jesus...did the miracle.
但是耶稣也一样行了神迹。
That's what God wants to do for you and me.
这就是神愿意在你身上所做的。
He wants to take all our problems.
他愿意把我们所有的麻烦拿走。
And work them together so that we end up praising him forever.
然后把这一切综合起来呢，坐在我们身上，让我们能够最终赞美他。
Romans chapter 8,
罗马书八章
verse 28,
八章二十八节。
And again, someone read that in.Chinese, please, Romans 8:28.
让我们用中文读一下。
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
All right, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called to his purpose.All right. What kinds of things work together for the good of those who love Jesus?
什么样的事会坐在那些爱神的人身上？
Answer: all things.
答案是所有好事。
How many things?
多少呢？
All things.
所有的。
What happens if you're born blind?
如果你生来瞎眼会怎么办？
God will work it for your good if you believe him and love him.
所以神可以用这件事，即便你生来瞎眼，这件事也可以用作你的好处，只要你信靠他。
So when you meet this blind man in heaven,
你要在天堂碰到这个瞎子呢，
you will ask him this question.
你要问他这个问题。
Don't you wish you had eyes when you were first born?
你是不是盼望你生下来就有视力呢？
What's he going to say?
他会说什么？
No, he says, God had a far better plan for me than that.
他说，哎呀，神对我有一个更好的、更美的旨意在后面。
Okay, one other story.
还有一个故事。
Chapter 11.
十一，约翰十一章。
Okay, if I didn't... Anyway. Thank you, God, you know where I'm at. All right, 11. And I'm going to call this the broken hearted
伤心的人
friend.
伤心的朋友。
That's the story of John chapter 11. It's the story about the broken-hearted friend.
十一章呢是讲的心碎的朋友。
You remember, Jesus had some friends who lived in the little town of Bethany.
你们都知道，耶稣有一个有些朋友住在小镇哈，叫伯大尼的小镇。
Bethany was located at the top of the hill just outside of Jerusalem.
伯大尼呢，就在耶路撒冷外的一个山上，一个小镇。
You could walk from Bethany to the temple in Jerusalem probably in less than a half an hour.
所以你从伯大尼呢走到圣殿啊，大概只需要不到半个小时。
And Jesus did a lot of his missionary work in the temple, and then at night, I think he walked up the hill with his disciples, and they probably spent a lot of nights.At the home of Lazarus and Martha and Mary.
所以耶稣白天在圣殿服事讲道，晚上他可能就走上山啊，去到了那个伯大尼。有可能很多的晚上他都是住在马大、玛利亚和拉撒路家的。
And Mary, Martha, and Lazarus weren't just ordinary friends of Jesus; they were really close friends.
所以他们不只是耶稣普通的朋友，他们可真是特别近的朋友，跟耶稣。
And you remember the story that Lazarus got sick.
所以你记得这个故事啊，拉撒路病了。
All right, let's read the beginning of the story in chapter 11.
我们来读十一章的一开始这个故事。
So maybe someone would read the first five verses.
谁帮我们读一下前五节？
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主又用头发擦她脚的。患病的拉撒路是她的兄弟，她姊妹两个就打发人去见耶稣，说：主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说：这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地人住了两天。
All right, in English.
Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same oneWho poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said, This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory.So that God's Son may be glorified through it. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
Yeah, well, carry on. It's a good verse. Let's keep doing six. Yet, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed there two more days. Very good. All right, so it's a delightful story.
这是一个很美的故事。
When Lazarus got sick, Mary and Martha sent for Jesus.
所以当拉撒路病的时候呢，马大和玛利亚就去找耶稣了。
What do you do when somebody gets sick in your family?
如果你的家人有人病了，你会怎么办呢？
You pray.
你祷告。
You say, Lord, would you please you're not sure what the Lord's going to do, but you want to make sure that He knows.
所以你说主啊，你能不能帮助呢？你不知道耶稣会怎么做，但你至少想让耶稣知道。
And when He gets really sick, you sometimes pray a whole lot more seriously.
如果他真的病得很重的，你就会很严肃的去祷告。
And so the Lord Jesus says, this sickness is not going to end in death.
所以耶稣说呢，这个病啊不致死。
Okay. Is that true for us today?
这今天我们是不是一样呢？
When you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior,
如果你信靠耶稣成为救主，
does your sickness end in death?
你会带来致死的病吗？
No. You may die, but it doesn't end in death, because after death there's resurrection.
所以你可能会在地上死，但这个不是句号，你最后会复活的。
Okay, so my mother died. We prayed, she died. That's not the end. She's up in heaven.
所以当我母亲的生病的时候，我们祷告了，但她最后还是死了。但是
这不是结束，
她去了天堂。
He died.
然后我父亲病了。
That's not the end.
他死了，这不是结束。
He's up in heaven.
他现在在天堂。
Okay, I'm going to spend a lot of time with my mother and father.
所以我会在天堂跟他们会有很长的时间。
I've got 100 million billion years to enjoy them.
会有无数不尽的年啊，要跟他们在一起。
Okay, death is not the end for the Christian.
所以死并不是基督徒的终点。
But did you note the argument in verse 4?
所以你看四节的逻辑是。
It is for God's glory.
乃是为神的荣耀。
That God's Son might be glorified through it.
就是神的儿子啊，能够得着荣耀。
Why does God allow problems?
为什么神许可苦难呢？
He's got a bigger objective than my little problem.
所以他在我的这个小小麻烦上有更大的旨意。
Here's the man born blind. Why? So that the works of God can be seen in him.
所以这个人生来瞎眼，为什么呢？因为神的荣耀和作为要在他身上被看见。
Here's a man who dies and leaves two broken-hearted sisters.
所以这个人死了，有两个心碎的姐妹留下来了。
Why?
为什么？
In order that Jesus can be glorified.
这样的话，耶稣的荣耀能彰显。Amen.
How much would you be willing to suffer? How many difficulties would you be willing to endure if the result were to be that Jesus would be glorified?
你有多大程度愿意经历这些苦难和伤害，以至于神的荣耀可以在你身上显出来呢？
Okay, is God big?
神是不是足够大？
There was a radio preacher in Vancouver. He preached on the radio in Vancouver 20 years ago.
在二十年前呢，在一个收音机的福音台里啊，有个传道人。
And he had a little phrase that he used to use often on the radio.
他经常会用这么一个词啊，在他讲道的时候。
And it went like this. He says, God is bigger than any problem I have.
他说神呢，比我遇到的一切困难都大。
That's encouraging, isn't it?
这是不是很鼓舞人？
God's bigger than my problem.
神比我的困难大。
And Mary and Martha said, listen, our brother has died.
所以马大玛利亚说，哎呦，我们的弟弟死了。
And Jesus says, don't worry about that.
耶稣说，不要担心。
He's only dead. There's something far bigger than that.
所以有比这更大的事。
Do you remember the story? They go to the graveside, they go to the sepulcher, and Jesus calls, Lazarus, come out. And Jesus comes, how he came out, I don't know.
所以到那个石棺前面的时候呢，耶稣说呢，拉撒路出来哈，那拉撒路就出来了。
He probably they wound his legs individually, and so he probably came out like this, and then they unwrapped the rest of him and they let him go.
所以他应该是很笨拙的出来，因为他身上是有裹尸布的哈，所以他可能一摇一摆的走出来，大家就把他解开，他就能走。
You say to Mary, now Mary, aren't you so sad that Lazarus actually died? Wouldn't it have been so much nicer if you didn't have to go through that sorrow, 4 days of mourning?
所以四天呐，拉萨路死了四天，所以他的姐姐是哀伤了四天。是不是这个四天不值得呢？是不是应该他没有死最好
？Mary says no, no, no. It was wonderful.
玛利亚说不，这很好，这很美好。
And you remember in the next chapter that they make a supper. Mary and Martha make a supper for Jesus.
所以你都知道下一章的马大玛利亚就是用盛宴款待了耶稣。
I don't know how many they had for supper.
我不知道有多少人参加了。
There were all kinds of people who were standing around outside. I think they probably had quite a number for supper, and then people on the outside too. Mary, a lot of work for Mary and Martha.
所以应该会很多人，因为还有很多人站在外面，所以对马大玛利亚来说，这是很大的一个很大的一餐饭要去准备。
And Mary comes and she takes her ointment. It's worth about in our day. If you earned $100,000 in a year today, then what she put on her feet, his feet, would have a value of about, who's done the math? The value would have been about $150,000.
对，如果我们今天呢，就是他到玛利亚呢，当时就用一个香膏来膏主啊。这个香膏的价值大概有多少呢？如果今天一个人一年的工这个薪水啊，按十万加币来算的话呢，那个差不多就是十五万。
When was the last time you took $150,000 worth of perfume and poured it on somebody's feet？
如果你能看见有人拿个十五万的香水倒在另一个人脚上，你会觉得怎么样
？OK。Did she love Jesus?
她爱不爱耶稣呢
？Yeah. Why did she love Jesus?
为什么爱耶稣呢？因为耶稣是，他医治了心碎的。
Broken-hearted.
心碎的朋友。
If Norma were here now, we would sing.
如果 Norma 在这，我会一起唱歌。
I'm going to give you the words. I'm not going to sing them.
我会给你这个歌词啊，我不会唱。
But the little chorus goes like this: Jesus, 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 Jesus heals the broken-hearted.
这个小圣诗的名字叫，歌词的意思就是耶稣，耶稣，耶稣，耶稣，医治伤心的人。
The last line is He will set you free.
最后一节是他会使你得自由。
That's what it's all about.Who gets the blessings from Jesus' miracles?
所以谁得着耶稣神迹呢
？Well, those of us who are overwhelmed.
那些被压
，we say, Lord Jesus,
压垮的。
There's nowhere else I can go. You're the only one who can help me.
我们说没有其他地方我能去，你是唯一能帮助我的。
Who gets the blessings?The person who thinks he knows but realizes he doesn't know enough.
谁得到祝福呢？是那觉得他知道，但其实他什么也他不是很清楚的。
And he's got enough boldness to go to Jesus and say, Jesus, I thought I knew everything, but I know I don't know everything. Would you help me, please?
所以他会很勇敢的到耶稣那去说，主啊，我以为我知道，但其实我不懂，你能帮助我吗？
He goes to the unhappy sinner woman.
他去那个不高兴的那个有罪的妇人那里。
There's an interesting part of that story. She was so bad a sinner woman that nobody wanted to have anything to do with her. And when she went for water, she went in the middle of the day.
他如此的糟糕的一个罪人，甚至没有人愿意跟他在一起，他只能半当中中午的去打水。
Because nobody else would see her.
因为中午的时候没有人能看见他。
And after she met Jesus, she went home and she told everybody because they were all her friends.
当他看见耶稣以后， 他就给全镇的人说了，因为这样的话他就根本不怕去面对全镇的人。
he helps the helpless and the hopeless cripple. They never even seen him, but he helped them.
所以他也帮助那无助和无望的瘫者。
The hungry seeker worshippers. No, the hungry seekers who were trying to learn the truth of God from him.
他去帮助那饥饿的寻求者。
The thirsty worshippers at the at the feast.
然后呢，是干渴的敬拜者，是在那盛宴中。
That poor, wicked, sinner woman who they used and abused.
那可怜的被人利用的和不公正对待的罪人。
The blind man, the victim of the circumstances.
一个环境的受害者。
And the broken-hearted friend.
和伤心的朋友。
So the question is, does Jesus love you?
问题是你，耶稣爱你吗？
Does he love me?
他爱我吗？
Yeah. Does he want to help me?
他愿意帮助我吗？
What do these all have in common?
那么这些有什么共同点呢？
They all came to Jesus.
他们都去了耶稣那。
They all believed in Jesus.
他们也都相信了耶稣。
That's what we've got to do. We've got to come. We've got to say, Jesus, I don't understand everything, but I can believe you.
这就是我们要做的。我们来，我们说耶稣啊，我们不是什么都明白，但是我相信你。
I'm not sure what you're going to do. I don't know, but I'm going to bring you my problems. I'm going to bring you what I need. I want to come to Jesus too.
所以我要把我的困难给你，交到你的手里。
Okay, so our particular verse is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
所以我们经常用使徒行传这节经文啊，你信靠耶稣基督你就必得救。
In every case it's believe.
每一个例子里都是相信。
But it's not just to believe for the circumstances of life as Jesus has been teaching us. It's to believe that we've got a soul, we've got a spirit that must follow Jesus.
所以并不是就像刚才这个长老讲，并不是相信神会在我们所在的环境里呢，改变我们的环境或者我们的肉体的需要，而是他会改变我们的灵啊。
We've got to say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner.
我们会说呢，我们是个罪人。
I'm a sinner.
我是个罪人。
And I want you to take my sins away so that you can continue to bless me everywhere. But you've got to start by saying, Jesus, I acknowledge I am the sinner.
我说主啊，我是个罪人，我知道你会赦免我，求你祝福我，我是个罪人。
All right, well, that's our little summary of John. Next week, Eric will be back, and you'll be very happy. So my question though is, we've got 2 or 3 minutes. Any questions or comments on what we've been talking about?
下周呢 ，Eric 会回来，我们会继续我们的查经。那今天我们是用一个总结的方式把约翰福音看了一遍。那两三分钟的时间，大家有什么问题吗？
Who's got a question or a comment?
有什么问题？
Maybe I can tell you a story if you don't have a question.
Yeah.
我也许我跟大家讲一个故事啊。
When my wife Jazz used to work at Lionsgate Hospital.
我太太呢，Jazz 以前是在 Lionsgate 的医院工作的。
There was another elderly lady who was a Christian lady that worked with her.
另外一个老人家啊，也是一个老姊妹，基督徒，跟 Jazz 一起工作。
And this elderly lady took a day off to go to a funeral. Her friend died.
那这个老姊妹呢，有一天呢，休了一天假去，参加她的一个朋友的葬礼。
So the nurses were asking this lady, how was the funeral?
所以护士们呢就会问这个老姊妹啊，说这个葬礼怎么样
？And she said, oh, it was a wonderful funeral.
她说，哦，真是个很美的葬礼啊。
And one nurse said.How could funerals be wonderful?
然后护士们就问他，这个葬礼怎么可能很美好呢？
But you know something, for a Christian, a funeral is wonderful.
所以有的时候对基督徒来说呢，葬礼是很美好。
And you know, Jesus said to Mary and Martha, He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
然后耶稣跟玛利亚和马大说，我是复活，我是生命。
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
那相信我的，虽然死了，也必复活。
And you know something? In my family, we don't have anybody that believes in Jesus.
你知道吗？在我的家庭，大家族里啊，没有人信主。
But I do have a little sister who died when she was very, very young.
但我有一个小妹妹啊，在她很年幼的时候就死了。
And I'm going to see her in heaven when I go there.
但我在天堂的时候，我能看到她。
Amen.
So that's the hope that we have.
这就是我们有的盼望。
It's a wonderful hope.
是个很美好的盼望。Amen.
Amen.All right, well, we'll have a word of prayer.
我们做一个祷告。
And Lord willing, we'll see you all, I guess, on Sunday. Lord, would you just bless, we pray, each one of us?
主啊，求您祝福我们在座的每一位。
We're thankful that Jesus Christ is still the God of miracles.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为耶稣今天依然是行神迹的神。
And Lord, as we look at this list, we say, Lord Jesus, I'm like that.I would like you to help me.
主啊，当我们看这张单子的时候，我们就说，我们就像这单子上写的这种人，我需要你帮助我。
We're thankful that the promise of God is that He will help all of us.
主啊，我们如此感恩，因为从神来的应许是，你会帮助我们所有人。
But Lord, the condition is that we must come to Him, we must believe Him.And we must say, by the grace of God, I'd like to follow you.
但是我们知道，我们有个大的前提，是我们必须到他那里去，到主那里去，相信他，信靠他。
So we pray, Lord, that today you'll just work in each of our hearts. We are thankful that there is a God in heaven who loves us.
主啊，我们盼望每一个人，我们心里都感恩，因为有一位从天上来的神，顾念我们。
We're thankful that Jesus died to save us.
我们也谢谢基督为我们死了。
And Lord, each of us would say, would you please give eternal life to me?
我每个人都说，主啊，求你把永生赐给我。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.